everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eating a Like with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends, WJCL-TV, 1230 Sundays, 5 a.m. on Saturdays, and on YouTube. Find us at Eat It and Like It. On the other end of this situation here is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You keeping dry?
Barely. Jeez.
In a word, sucks. I'm just, you know, and I'm not alone, obviously. I'm tired of opening the door because I have outer doors in my house. And you open the door and you want to start the day and turn off the porch light and welcome the birds singing and all that. And it's wet and it's cold and it's just gross for like six gross. Days in a row now.
Gross. It's gross. You're right.
Apparently, though, today, Monday, as we record this, is the last day. So we have lots of sunshine and December beautiful, crispy days to look forward to, right?
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll start in 6 hours. How was your weekend?
It was great. I made soup.
Woo!
You know, I mean, like the weather.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to make it today, but I got the bug Friday, and my plan was Saturday during a big old Saturday of football to make a big pot of tomato soup. Even text Amanda about it. Hey, I'm going to do this. Anything you recommend, I tweak. I got all up in it in my head. Didn't do it. I didn't do it because we were putting up Christmas here at the house. Got caught up in that. And then Sunday, I was actually doing work, and then we had a supper club event last night. My Eating Like a Supper Club had our last dinner of the year, which was a phenomenal 7-course extravaganza, which I'll tell you about if you'd like to hear. But
wow.
Yeah, so I didn't get to the soup either. And there's four big cans of whole tomatoes on my kitchen counter that I was supposed to use Saturday. But I think I'm gonna get to that this afternoon. I got to run some errands. I'm gonna come back and make some soup because it's easy. What kind of soup did you make?
I made turkey soup. I used the leftover turkey. I made my own homemade turkey stock, and
leftover turkey from last year, from like a month ago when we all ate turkey
from Thanksgiving. That had been
well,
in
you
the
were
freezer.
Gone for Thanksgiving, so your pre-Thanksgiving was like in September.
You're so dramatic. So yeah. Dramatic. I know. I had a great Thanksgiving in New York, and I knew that I wasn't going to eat any turkey, as aforementioned.
Yes.
And so I made my turkey the week prior to Thanksgiving, and then I froze the legs and the wings. And so I had all that to work with. And I had already made turkey stock from the carcass. You know, because I'm just Martha Stewart like that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. Was there room in your freezer for turkey legs and wings with all them boiled peanuts?
Yes. And, you know, I have two freezers, so.
Oh. Well, how about that?
I have a refrigerator and freezer in the garage.
I did not know that. Fancy McFancerson. Wow.
Fancy.
Yeah, I got a text from Brooke the other day saying that she would protest if I continued to bash boiled peanuts in 2026.
She texted me too.
And here it is, the next podcast that you and I do together, and I bring up boiled peanuts. I said, if they're coming up, I'm bashing them. They taste like dirt.
You're not right.
That's how it goes.
You're
so you
not
got
right.
A big old freezer. Very, very cool. So you and I have, we're now 4 minutes in and we haven't talked about football. That's a wonderful thing. That's because Auburn season is over and we don't need to go there.
I quit watching.
Of course you did because Auburn quit playing.
I lost interest. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then that'll do it. Miami will continue playing. I will continue watching. But we don't care about that right now. Tell me, you've got two stops you want to share. I have one stop that I want to share. We'll start with yours because it goes the farthest back. You visited a great sandwich shop for a lobster roll a while back, and we have yet to discuss it. Tell us more.
Yes. So it's relatively new. Maine Cafe, M-A-I-N-E, like the state, Maine Cafe in Moss Creek Village. And everything on the menu is related to lobster, obviously. And I went with a colleague, a business colleague, and we both just thoroughly enjoyed it. Just fantastic. He had the lobster roll, and I had it was a lobster grilled cheese.
Nice.
And homemade tomato soup.
Get out. Get out.
So good.
Was it good?
Yeah. Yeah. We did sharesies. Everybody could have a little bit of everything. So the lobster obviously is flown in from Maine.
Right.
And
it doesn't
bread.
Swim here?
No, not this time. That's against the PETA rules. Honestly, the bread she uses is great. The quality of everything, just I can't speak highly enough. I hope she gets really busy there. It's just a cool spot.
Very good, very good. I'm proud of you. You crossed the bridge. That's pretty awesome.
Is it Bash Maggie Monday? Is that what's happening?
Oh, have I bashed you? I haven't bashed you.
I got over the bridge. You talked about boiled peanuts.
No, the boiled peanuts have nothing to do with you. Boiled peanuts have everything to do with boiled peanuts. Margaret Crenshaw is not the only boiled peanut hoarder in the South, you know, I'm sure. So, no.
Brooke and I stand in solidarity.
We poke, we pick because we love.
Yes.
But no. So I'd heard about it. Somebody else told me about it as well and heard that it's really good. I have yet to get over there. Do you remember? And I have to ask this question for a reason. Obviously it's lobster and everything is more expensive now. Do you remember what the lobster roll costs?
It is on the menu at market price.
Aha. Of course it is.
And, you know, I think we threw our credit cards in and I don't
remember. Right.
But it wasn't cheap. Of course not.
Of course not.
No, it's not going to be cheap. And the other thing about the menu is that it's not a huge menu. So, you've got some choices. You have enough choices, but it's not like overwhelming. There were some starters. There's some salads. I think there was an omelet. And there's a brunch menu. Did I remember that correctly? That there's a brunch menu.
Nice. I like that.
I could be lying. I could be getting my restaurants mixed up, but I'm pretty sure about that. Maybe on Saturday.
All right. I'm sure you can find them with a quick Google.
Yes.
Maine Cafe in the Moss Creek Village.
Yes, yes.
Over in Bluffton, but the address is Hilton Head.
There we go.
Them I'm picking on. Whoever came up with that situation, I'm picking on, and I'll pick on them.
I have explained this to you so many times.
And very respectfully, I don't care. It is over the bridge. It is over there. The island is over here. The zip code should be Bluffton, not Hilton Head. It's deceptive.
Some things just don't make sense, Jesse. You have to go with it.
I understand.
You have to suspend your disbelief.
I understand. I have existed for half a century and long enough, obviously, to know that some things just don't make sense. Some things just don't make sense. And I asked about the price. I have to mention real quick, you know, people love them some lobster rolls down here because it's an up north thing. And everybody comes asking me when I hear about it, do they have Connecticut? I think it's Connecticut style, right? One is mayonnaise based and one is butter. I'm not a connoisseur because I'm from South Florida where we didn't do such stuff with lobster. But people ask about that. And then of course, you know, the price will tell you how fresh that lobster meat is. There was a guy here in Savannah that he had a GB Lobster was the name of it. He was open downtown and he was doing great stuff. He had a lobster mac and cheese. He had lobster rolls, both kinds. And like two other items on his menu, tiny place. And he was just doing that. But then COVID came and prices got so ridiculous. He couldn't charge $40 for a lobster roll. So he closed. He had to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it can get silly.
I would say that lobster roll was $40. Like I said, I don't remember. We just threw cards down, but yeah, I would say.
No, I understand. And then, you know, like you said, if it says market price on the menu, you could say right now, well, it was 36, but someone could go and it's not. So check your local listings for dates and times, right?
That's right. And because items like that fluctuate, that's, you know,
saves
them from being locked into something and not covering their cost if prices spike.
Totally. I get it. And at the end of the day, and this is going to sound, this might sound a little bit off-putting, but it should be said, you know, if you want a real fresh lobster roll here in the South, especially, you can't go in concerned about what it's going to cost.
Right.
It's going to cost a lot for what it is. So buck up and deal with it. That's just kind of, you know. I've been talking about what things cost for so long, you know, all the 15 years that I've been doing this, and the one thing that I tell people when it comes up sometimes, because people complain to me, it's like I'm Lucy from Peanuts with the psychiatric help for a nickel. People complain to me about what food costs as if I have any control over that. But I tell them, hey, man, you know, you can't get mad at the BMW dealer because you can't afford one. That's what it is. If you want that, you got to pay that. And if you can't reach for that, well, then go get yourself a Buick a little further down the trough, if you will. Lobster rolls are one of those things that'll bite you if you're not prepared. But most connoisseurs, I would think, are prepared. Like me with steaks, and you know with steaks, if it's a $27 steak, it's not going to be as good as that $72 steak. That's just how it goes. That's all I got to say about what it costs. Where else you been?
Well, so I ventured kind of out and went somewhere I'd never been before. Great Bites.
Yeah.
Great Bites. And
where's Great Bites?
What's the name of Northridge Plaza, where Home Goods is.
Ha! Huh. Tell me more.
I had zero expectations. I mean, it wasn't really even on my radar that the place existed. And I was pleasantly surprised. I had a very good Cobb salad that was delicious.
Yeah. Picture looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. They have soup and sandwich options. Lots of sandwiches. Fresh deli meats. They have a counter of cheeses. You can like buy cheese by the pound. And then they also have ice cream. So it's a fun little spot. It's like kind of off the beaten track. You know, it's no one has ever said to me, hey, let's go to Great Bites. I mean, I like literally just didn't even know when they opened.
Wow. I've heard of them. I seem to want to think they existed previously down at near Coligny.
That could be.
I don't know. But anyway, so it's a little deli kind of situation.
Yes.
Sandwiches, soups.
Yeah.
That's great. Wonderful.
All the tables filled up, and it seemed like the server knew everybody. It seemed like there were regulars, you know.
Right. Right. Everybody knew your name, and they were glad you came.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Glad to hear it. I have to try it out. I'm always looking for, man, I need something quick, and I don't want to go all the way down to the South End. That happens to me quite a bit. And more times than not, if I'm kind of trapped in where do I go around here? I'll end up in Bluffton on my way back. It's where I stop because, you know, headed back. Very good. So I'm sure you've heard all about it. I'm sure you've seen it on social media because they've gotten a lot of good buzz/juice and deserved because it's cute. Is the holiday pop-up bar at Starbird over at Wexford. Yeah. Have you heard about it?
Yes. Everybody's posting. Everybody's posting. It looks adorable.
Yeah. Now, do you, I was in there the other day, shot a segment for the show. Had a good time. They've done a nice job with that. Do you recall Hilton Head ever having a Christmas pop-up bar?
No, but that doesn't mean anything.
No, because it's not the place kind of place you may run out to, but I would think that you would have heard about it, especially a place that's generating this kind of buzz, because we've had social media for a while. I went over there to feature them on the television show because there's probably 10 or 12 of those bars here in Savannah, and they exist all over the country. But it was, in my recollection, the first time I had seen something like that, real worldish, if you will, on the island. And I thought, well, that's interesting.
Well, I mean, I think you're onto something there, because I didn't really even know that sort of thing existed.
Yeah.
You know, Hilton Head is not a cosmopolitan city. So if I haven't heard of it and it's happening in Savannah or Atlanta or New York City, it's because this is Hilton Head. So right. You very well may be right.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I went to, speaking of New York City, I went up there last year, last December, by myself to go and do a hop of those places with my daughter, because it was going to be her last Christmas before she left the city. So I went up there. I was sick as a dog. I had the flu. It was just miserable. I shouldn't have gone, but I did. It was rough, but I did it because it was her last Christmas in New York. We knew she was going to be leaving. So, but yeah, we hit three or four of those places, and some of them are gaudy. Some of them are just, oh, this looks like Christmas puked in here. They're cute. But the one, Starbird, is cool. Starbird is, you know, it's simple. And I don't know if you know how these things work. They've gotten so popular around the country, like we said, that there are marketing firms that supply all of the infrastructure to put these things together and the themes. The one at Starbird is Miracle. So it's kind of Miracle on 34th Street. And they provide the shakers all red, and the jiggers and all of that stuff to make cocktails all in a theme. They're all red. The mugs that you drink the cocktails out of, which you can buy separately, of course, that's a money making opportunity, but also the decor, a lot of it, they provide it all, I'm sure, for a hefty fee. And then you just basically plug and play, and they decorate the whole place. They blacked out the windows, and there's some neon lights up and whatever. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and all of that stuff. And then they play the Christmas music, which, you know, the day I was in there, it was early. I left shortly after 5 o'clock. And by the time I left, I would say it was about 20% full. They opened at 4. And Shane, the owner, told me Thanksgiving week, they were slammed open to close, which I believe. but they also, I'm sure they're going to be slammed Christmas week. And New Year's, maybe that weekend between Christmas and New Year's. Yeah, I bet it's going to be a zoo in there, because it's something else to do. You know, I don't need to tell you there's a finite things to do on the island if you're not running out to the beach.
That's so, right.
Yes.
Well, yes. Fun.
Have you ever been to the beach on Christmas Day?
Oh, of course. Oh my gosh, yes. We used to put our bikinis on and head to the beach on Christmas Day. In my youth.
And do those flips.
And do flips. That's right.
On the golf course on your way to the beach.
That's right. Where is this Starbird pop-up?
Wexford. The shops at Wexford.
Okay.
Porter and Pig used to be.
Porter and Pig used to be. That's right.
Yeah.
What a great space that is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Porter and Pig, of course, was there for about 15 minutes. But
I loved it there. I thought that was fun. They had a lot of music.
Uh-huh.
Really good food.
Yes, and beautiful decor. I went in there a couple of times. I loved what they did with the place, Porter and Pig. And but there were some issues there that had very little to do with their idea, if you will, that caused them to implode. Also sat in, had a double espresso at Java Burrito. Shout out to my friends there. I ironically had been to the one in Savannah the day before, because I get my haircut right next door. So I went in there, and then the next day I'm like, oh, let me go into Java Burrito. So
nice.
Yes, I was in there for a meeting. I had a Zoom meeting. So I sat in there Love that spot. Smelled good in there. Smelled good at Java Burrito. Some people in Savannah don't realize that it's beautiful here, but the original OG Java is over in Hilton Head. So you got any holiday specific plans coming up the next 10 days or so? 2 weeks? 2 weeks.
Well, yes, my daughter is here. She just arrived last night. We're driving to Orlando today because we're going to Disney for her birthday.
That's an annual thing for you guys, right?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. So we'll just bomb down there today. We'll spend a couple days at Disney this year. We love Universal. We've done that one several times. There's a new park, apparently, but we decided that would be too crazy on its premiere season. Yeah. So we'll save that one for next year. And it's been a minute since we really did Disney. So
very nice.
Yeah, we'll do all four of the Disney-themed parks.
Very nice.
And we'll come home.
Adventure. How long are you going for?
We'll be back on Thursday.
Nice. Nice. I'm getting to stay at Universal. I'm going down. We are doing the Eat It and Like It cooking stage at the Orlando Home and Garden Show January 9, 10, 11.
Fun. So
I'll be staying at the Lowe's, I don't know what, at Universal. So I'll report back.
That's exciting.
Find more about that at eatandlikeit.com. Yeah, it is exciting. All that to also say we're doing the Savannah Home and Garden Show, January 23, 4, 5. We will have the Eat It and Like It cooking stage there as well, which we've done several times over the last few years. Shameless plug. So come and join us. More information right now at eatitandlikeit.com.
We've got restaurant week coming up after the holidays.
Yes, that is January 28th through February 8th, Super Bowl Sunday. We'll talk more about
that. Does that coincide with Hilton Head and Savannah?
Ish. They kind of overlap by a day or two, kind of, sort of. It's the sweet spot, I think, in the calendar, post-holidays and pre- what I call the green flag, especially here in Savannah, has become Valentine's Day. Because especially if you get a couple of, not warm, but not freezing weekends at the end of February, then you see downtown, it looks like it's April. If you get a 67 degree weekend here in Savannah on February 23rd, let's say, you would think it's Times Square New Year's Eve. Everybody's here because they've been cooped up for the winter and they get a pretty weekend. And Savannah's such a drive market. People see, ooh, it's going to be 67 and sunny. Let's go to Savannah. Boom. And they're all here. They're all here. And they're more than welcome to be here. So,
yes.
All right. Well, you enjoy. Tell Mickey I said, what's up, dog? Tell Goofy, I said, what's up, dog?
Okay. And
see what I did there?
Mickey, what's up, mouse?
Yes.
We'll do.
Have a wonderful time. And
thank you.
Happy belated birthday to Miss Ellery. And
we will
talk at you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great week.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.